Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, please don't hit me.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to beat the shit out of gnomes, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. Welcome to episode 42 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Allie Kathleen, playing the role of Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather. Across from me is Joel Zammit, playing the role of Leo Shadow.
What?
And next to me is the more attentive Jackson Bailey, playing the role of Cassius Christie.
Yes!
And of course, the well-dressed Adam Klingrap.
Who are you, my dad?
Oh, what? Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds. How's Grayson feeling? Good. Adam,
I know
just
exactly
clicked.
Where this goes.
I'd like to impress everyone by doing push-ups on the deck.
You get to Jaren's outpost. It's part of a nation called Goldcrest. As you guys come in, there's like a parade. You think they do this maybe annually? Not for you, Jesus Christ. For the gems and trade goods that they're dropping off here.
Fine. For us. Maybe a bit for us.
No, not at all for you. Good job with the roll, Adam.
We'd like to procure fireworks. You know, I was looking through my spells and I could have become a tree this whole time.
Oh, man.
Mr. Fist, you are an adorable little muffin of an owl.
So you're on the ship to Carcery. You're going to Bad Bronze's cabin to learn if all of this wizard killing was actually worth it in the end.
We'll follow him back to his room. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure out how much we're going to get. Mm. See if any of this was worth it.
He's got like massive piles of scrolls here and there, and they seem to be vaguely ordered according to who offered the bounty. The majority of them are from Carcery. Mm-hmm. He starts rifling through the Carcery ones. Give me the names.
All right, Carter.
Carter.
Carter. He, like, fumbles through some skulls. Is that the pirate guy?
Yep, yeah, that's the one.
You got him dead. Oh, dead.
You got the head. Show him the head.
Show him the head.
That's him right there.
Pretty well-preserved head.
Yeah, all right.
Not really relevant to the spell, but hey, you know.
We don't know what we're doing.
I guess, like, if they don't have to do the divining spell, it's probably worth more. But the dead bounty is 500 gold.
Oh, that's such a big difference, though.
Yeah, it is.
100,000.
What was he gold? Alive?
Oh, alive? Oh, 10,000.
Whoa.
My goodness. We
it's
should have
a
been...
hassle to bring prisoners back, though.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know,
we wouldn't
fair.
Have
it's
known how.
No, we wouldn't have.
We would have made friends with it.
That's, well, that's
it.
For the future. Yeah. Jot that down in your little notebook.
A lie.
What are the other ones you have?
Fenrir. We only have a note, though.
No, Fenrir, we have no Fenrir.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry about Fenrir.
Now, Fenrir, though, did we get anything? Did
no,
we say,
we
like,
have...
hey, we killed him?
We have our word.
Just your word?
Yeah.
They can do just some divining spells, but it says, he's like tapping the scroll. It says here he's like a diviner himself, so any divination spells maybe would turn up with nothing anyway, so it's not...
Could always ask
no, we took
seer.
The amulet, remember?
Sorry?
Some things happened.
You seer. Gave that back to the seer.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah, we could always talk to that seer.
Alive, he's worth 1,000. Oh. Dead, he's worth 200.
That's not bad. I mean,
I don't know what they'll give you though.
We'll ask.
And David. David.
You just have the note?
Yeah,
it's pretty much going to affect the price.
Yeah.
I reckon this may be 100, 200 for him.
Damn.
I feel like that's going to like just put like a dampener on the mood of, of the three.
Is that it?
I think so.
We killed Wonder and Norton as well, but.
But that.
You know,
oh, there was
thing?
A guy who was in the tomb.
That was a necromancer.
Yeah,
that
a necromancer.
Yeah, we that did guy. That too.
That necromancer.
Yeah.
We describe him as much
he
as destroyant, we can.
He destroyed the town.
Do you know his name? No bounty if you don't know the name.
Do we know his name, Adam?
You never learned his name.
We just killed his bride.
If you recall, just went out and attacked him. Although, you might have, actually, I can't remember, it's a while ago. You might have learned the name from the night guy you talked to.
Yeah, we spoke to the night guy and described that night guy.
In any case, you're not going to get the bounty for that one because you've already spoken with that night. It's like anything you would have gotten, you would have gotten from that night.
Did we get anything for that?
I think we did.
I wasn't
You got, basically, you spoke... No, there was no bounty. That's right, I remember now. There was no bounty on that guy.
Oh, yeah. But as I recall, your previous compatriot got a lot of moose heads out of that one.
Oh, that's
he certainly
right.
did.
They like arranged the locals arranged for you to get paid, and the knight
was also there
because he was on the trail. There was no bounty.
All right. Yeah. Okay, that's not too bad.
Hey.
Can't wait till someone goes back, listens back, and is like, oh, but this thing you said, Adam. Don't care.
Oh, Adam.
Adam, we
anything
care about
said that I can't remember is irrelevant.
It's not like we have any way to check.
That's how I got put in jail for insurance fraud.
So all up.
That's why I'm hiding out here in your audio studio.
We're looking at maybe
700 gold at the most. Maybe 750.
Maybe a little bit more for Fenry, but who knows?
I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
But hey, learning experience.
And hey, hang on, are you getting money for Carter?
Tell you what, the halfling like is considering something. He says, "Tell you what,
yeah,
you guys help me out with a little something, something.
Yes,
and I'll say I saw you kill Fenrir.
Go on.
Depends on what it is, but all right.
I got a bounty. It's like a rough one, and the bounty knows my face and the faces of my men.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone he doesn't know."
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Sorry, she doesn't know.
Good. This isn't some sort of plot twist. It's not Grayson. Whew, go on.
Is it me?
Hold on.
Like, I've heard rumor from my crew. You got an owl, don't you, Cassius?
I do, Mr. Fist. Did he come back?
Yeah, he's come back.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do, Mr. Fist.
You wouldn't happen to be a druid by any chance, would you?
I would.
Maybe the person I'm looking for used to be a druid.
Is that so? Do I know them? He hasn't told me anything about
it. Hasn't said that to me. This chick, she's called a blighter. I'll roll to see if you guys know what that is.
I think so. Yeah, blighter.
Ainsley, you've probably heard of this phenomenon before.
Oh, good.
When a druid goes insane, sometimes they're like, you know what? Fuck the forest. Let's burn it all to the ground.
Oh.
That's a blighter.
That's awesome.
Blighters just burn forests.
Oh, that's bad.
That is bad.
Yeah.
How far away is this person? Like, are they on the boat? Because we're on our way there.
Carcery, and then I'll take you back wherever you want to go along the southern coast of where we just were.
Yeah.
Forget the old names.
Of D&D Europe.
Continent.
Yep.
Yeah, D&D Europe. Uh-huh. Weird because there's D&D America there, but whatever.
Hey.
It's
all good.
Yeah, the southern coast of D&D Europe. and on the way, you can help me out with this thing.
That sounds great. I mean, for sure.
Okay. So you're looking at maybe the, you know, Fenrir, the bounty of 250 for dead.
Cool. That sounds great.
But you don't get any share of the bounty for my one. I don't need you to kill the person. I just need you to find them.
Cool. We find them, bag and tag them, bring them to you. We don't have to go to castle.
You don't have to bag. Just. I don't want you to spook them.
And then tell you.
Tell you where she is.
Tell me where she is.
All right.
And I'll say you saw. I saw you kill Fenrir.
Hey, that bumps us up to 1,000 gold.
Ah, done.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know, maybe a bit more. No, probably not. But still.
Ah, done. We'll happily help you out. So how do we contact you? We'll sort this out later.
Okay, so then you're going to go back to your room and inform Grayson you've taken on another job.
Well, after that...
Yeah.
We'll just confirm with our compatriots. That's the right word.
Okay.
Compatriots.
Yeah. You go to the next room. He's next door. He's been spending a lot of the trip resting.
That's good. He needs his rest.
Do you want us to go while you...
Do you want us to explain the... What do you want to do?
Do you want to do it while we're outside? Do you want to stay here?
Like, no. You know, go as a group. It's fine. Then I won't get in as much trouble. Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right. So
we'll explain, so we'll go into Grayson. We'll just explain how, because of the way that we've done things, there's not a lot of money. But if we just do this one last quest, then we can get ourselves a good couple hundred extra gold.
I think, explain it to him as, like, you know, it looks like starting money for your wedding, something like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, every
like
little
a dowry.
Bit helps. Yeah.
Is that what a dowry is?
So who's explaining it?
Ainsley,
and you guys are just there?
We'll back her up. We talk about, like, the current state of the bounties.
Yeah, we say we haven't committed to it yet, but it's a very small quest and it's probably worth...
Would we call
Grayson
it
listens, like, quietly as you explain it, which isn't out
trouble.
Of the ordinary. How he... anyway.
Yeah.
Grayson, like, nods, starts nodding towards the end, and then when you're, like, finished explaining the benefits or whatever, like, hey, it's a wedding dowry, whatever.
That's Cassius.
Grayson's like, okay.
Cool. Yeah, we don't have to attack this blighter.
We're not,
we just got to find
her. Nobody's getting into any fights.
We're not killing any wizards. We're not decapitating anyone.
Scouting.
Seeking one out.
It's literally just finding her and then sending a postcard.
Grayson, like, if he had glasses, he, like, looks at you over the top of the glasses. Like, okay.
I'm going to be like, love your work. And then.
And love then, your work.
And then walk back out. Okay, very animatedly.
Are Leo and Cassius, are you staying for Grayson's reaction?
We're probably there because we don't expect her to just leave.
Yeah.
He like gives it a little bit of a sigh and then like swings himself out of the cot. How close are we, he says. The last time you saw her, it was like pretty, maybe a couple hours.
We're like a couple hours to couple hours.
We should start packing.
All right.
Yeah, correct. Good one, Grayson. Do you want us to pack for you?
You seem like you're okay.
I'm
like,
okay. He like, sure?
We'll help you anyway. It's
he
okay.
He moves almost as like, it's a point of pride for him almost. Like he like gets himself out and starts packing himself for himself.
I'll be like, Leah, come on. Let him in. Good luck.
Love your work.
you can quite obviously tell that he's in a lot of pain.
I like gingerly like help him, but not subtly, but not so he's like.
Just make sure that everything he's packing is close at hand.
Yeah. Just to kind of real help him.
Like, is this yours, mate? Oh, just put it on your bed.
Yeah, that kind of
cot.
Stuff.
Whatever.
Not cot, hammock.
Hammock.
I'll let Leo do it because if the both of us do it, that'll be super.
Is this yours, Grayson?
Is this yours, Grayson?
Oh my God. Grayson. Hey, are you all right, champ?
Would you like me to tuck in your penis, though? I don't know what? I meant to say something else. I meant to say.
I was going
like,
to go with like rub ointment on your back, but you made it weird.
No, we'll tuck his penis in.
I was trying to say at the same time, would you like me to tuck in your like sheets? And I also meant to say, would you like me to find your penis for you, Grayson, to like emasculate him?
But instead,
I said, would you like me to tuck in your penis?
That's not a saying.
Let's cut that out.
Nah, that's going to be like.
Let's please cut that out. Let's not just cut out my explanation.
Tuck in your penis. Anyway, I'll let Leo do that. And
you all smell toast. I just kill you and leave.
I don't understand why we always smell toast.
Because that's a stroke.
It's a stroke.
Oh, I know
a stroke happens.
Yeah, smell toast on. And
then die.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
there
a stroke.
Are other symptoms, but okay.
Nah.
I'll let Leo do that. I'll go outside and just
have a sneaky smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, sneaky little puff of my.
You come
pipe
into
weed, whatever.
The port here is arranged like sort of nice. Like Botany Bay almost, where it's like this area that you come into, and then it's kind of where jungle meets river, but then they've got this like the settlement carved out of the jungle, and jungle, and then bang, civilization.
That's cool. Rad.
You pull up at a port. And everyone starts dismounting. It looks like they're also here not only to offload the wizard, but they also maybe do some merchant trade as well to supplement their income or something. And so in addition to wheeling the cage with the wizard off the boat, they're also wheeling like just general crates of goods.
I'm going to ask, what was the guy's name again?
Bad Bronze.
Bad Bronze.
Is there anything sort of teleportation spells that these guys offer? So when you like got a band, you can like boop over there and... Just to make things easier.
They do offer teleportation services for a pretty high price, though.
So that's why you got the ship. Makes sense.
Mm. Well, it's cheaper on the whole.
Where do we go?
We'll follow your lead.
Yeah.
Just come with me. We'll be turning it in at the same place.
Sounds good.
Okay. You go into one of the nearest spires, and then from there, it's like a couple hours of bureaucratic type sort of like signing papers, that sort of stuff, handing everyone over. There's, you notice there's town guard, but then there's also people like knights in armor, and all of the armor has like the same sigil that you saw, probably saw on the knight that you met at Old Ashton way back
when. Yep, when we dubbed into the Pirate King.
Oh, yeah.
You assume this to be the sigil maybe of Carcery or of their order or something like that. But basically anytime you're doing this bureaucratic stuff, any forms or anything like that has their sigil on it.
Cool.
Yeah.
First Bad Bronze does his thing where he needs to hand everything in, and then you guys do your thing. And it's like surprisingly, you think you haven't entirely escaped the dwarves because the paperwork here is like pretty heavy.
God.
This is really efficient.
Do we need to roll to figure it out?
No. Bad Bronze actually walks you through it.
Aww.
He's done it before.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice dude. GM.
He must something out of you. Yeah,
he is. Yeah, well.
And there's like, say, like for all the different like evidence that you have to submit, there's like different forms.
Oh, God.
And then when you get to the part where it's like, Fenrir, what evidence do you have of his death? Bad Bronze, like, takes the papers away because he's been making you guys write it, but he's been telling you what to write. Bad Bronze just takes the paper. He's like, I'll handle this one.
Thank you.
Good. Champion.
He writes a bunch of stuff down. Then you guys all have to basically swear, like, stat decks that you haven't lied on any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lying. When they do that, they actually take you into a separate special room, and as soon as you walk into this room, all of the hair on your body, like, stands on end, and it's, God, like, a static field that you've just entered. And Bad Bronze, like, leans over and whispers, we're in a zone of truth right now.
Oh, my God.
He, like, gives you a bit of a sly wink and a smile, though, and, like, touches an amulet on his chest. Don't worry, though. I got a couple tricks up my neck. He says, finishing his sentence awkwardly.
But we can't lie.
Yeah, you guys can't.
Oh, boy.
He does all of this for you. Like, when it gets... You guys are asked to explain...
I don't miss Criff.
Neither do I.
Oh, my God. He was the worst. I'm so glad he's dead.
I'm marrying Ainsley for her money. I'm kidding. Relax.
It got too real for
How
a
funny, though.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, what money?
Yeah, I've got the party gold.
That's true.
It's like not even a thousand.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I know.
Bad Bronze, like, lets you go over the part, like, everything except Fenrir. He lets you go over that. But when the interviewer gets to Fenrir, Bad Bronze, like, steps up and says, don't worry, I tell this story a lot better than they do. And then he does it.
Oh, what a king.
What a champion.
He's, like, very, like, sly and smooth. The interviewer doesn't pick up on, like, by the end of it, the interviewer is, like, friends with Bad Bronze.
What a good, charming lad.
And he takes you back, literally, he is charming. Like, the spell.
Oh, I see.
He takes you guys back out.
Good.
Or, like, you don't know, but you sense a little magic from him, maybe, at work. He takes you back out, and you guys get rewarded.
So,
did we get 700?
They were actually, like, you get some deductions here and there for, like, some, like, people that you hurt in the process.
Yeah.
But they rounded up to 1,000 gold for you anyway.
Yes!
Yes!
You know
what,
like, the interviewer is like, oh, it should be only, like, 975, but Bad Bronze is like...
round figures.
Yeah,
on.
You know, like, we're simple folk. We like to deal in round. And it, like, simple folk refers to an earlier joke he made or something.
Yeah.
The interviewer laughs and gives you the full 1,000.
Oh, yes. Rad. Good times, guys.
You did all right.
We did fine.
Like these two, like, we did great. You're like, we did fine.
Fine. Well, we're right. Getting by. Like,
this guy's getting 100,000 or whatever. We're getting 1,000.
You know.
Oh, that's... yeah, Bad Bronze, like, gets a massive sack of gold.
Cool. Wouldn't it have been easier if they put that in a chest for you? Sack just seems...
To be honest, he probably takes the payment in diamonds. It's easier to trade.
Anybody who takes that payment in diamonds is pretty amazing.
He does. He probably deals in diamonds, to be honest. Blood diamonds.
Oh, no.
Mined in Africa. In fantasy Africa.
Mara.
Which exists.
Is that the pirate land?
No. They're part of the crystalline islands.
Sick.
It's part of a nation run by, like, merchant companies. And so because it's run by merchant companies, the laws are like, yeah, slave labor, okay.
Sweet.
D&D
it's not a great place. Yeah, I had to make sad places. Well, actually, there's no definitely good places, but there are some definitely
no,
sad
no happy places.
It's just it's all a degree of sadness.
Yeah.
Even, like... even Kander is like, yeah, you know, freedom and, like, proper laws. Women can't vote.
Aww.
It's old-fashioned medieval society.
Women can't vote. Neither can children.
Oh, true. Children day. Shouldn't be allowed to vote, though.
One day, guys.
One day, 6-year-olds would be allowed to vote
this
for
guy.
Their king.
That's what I want.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, it's like a very... It's a world of classic medieval society.
It's sad.
What else is there to see in Carcere?
What are we going to do? Carcere. Sightseeing of the prisoners?
No. Seeing if there's anything else to do there, or are we just...
The entire city exists to facilitate the prison.
Oh, well, I hang around with Bad Bronze. What's his name? Fuck, I'm so
bad. Bad Bronze. You got it right.
Bad Bronze, yeah. Rough Bad Bronze.
What?
We call him Bad Bronze.
He explains just to you how he got his dwarven surname.
Bones or Bronze?
Our father was dwarf.
Bronze.
He's not biological, but he was raised by a dwarven father.
Cool. So, what is he doing on the island? I just want to follow his lead. He's like, everything that I wish I was.
After that, he's just heading back to the ship. He says, if you guys want to stay around, then, like, there's nothing to do here.
Nah, let's go.
You want to get going now?
Yeah, well, I want to impress him a little.
He inquires a little about you guys. He, like, asks about your lives.
We tell him the tales, the stories, the adventures.
Isle of Natura.
Yeah, maybe. I always forget.
I don't know, where was I born, Adam?
I don't know. Do you want to be born among halflings?
Ooh, do the thing that I did. Roll the dice on it. Yeah. And then see where it lands.
Yeah, right. Let's do that.
Yeah.
The same for
put
me.
Put it down and then...
I never decided either.
Yeah, and no. Zamet rolls the dice.
No, this is for...
Ah, fine.
The whole cowboy for... over here.
Cassius. And you were born middle of the sea. it doesn't make sense, but...
Where?
You were born around Husfirma, which, you know, those Nordic people you've been dealing with in the south? The northern equivalent.
Oh, sick.
Maybe you were just born there and then moved.
I was born there. My family was holiday.
Yeah.
He was born in the sea.
Middle of the sea.
Zamet, stop being born in the ocean. Zamet was born off the table, on the carpet.
Just go close. Is that Candor?
Prywin, yeah. It's part of that merchant group I was mentioning before.
All right.
There would have been a lot of halflings there, so it makes sense that you were born there.
So I have been on a boat. Hooray!
I like that I was born in Husfirma?
Husfirma.
Because that's like the pole, right?
Near the pole, yeah.
And my backstory is that I fought all the animals and then had to jump up. Was I just fighting walruses?
All the bears.
There wouldn't awesome have been a lot penguins of animals around there, so it was like pretty quickly you killed all the animals in your immediate area.
I'm a bit like a blighter, but...
Blighters burn things. There are other types of evil druids.
You know, so I'm much not you're, evil. You're, not I'm a just... you're a fighter, not a blighter.
I'm just competitive.
Anti-druids.
I still love nature. I just love fighting nature.
I'm afraid of... I'm an idiot. I was like, if I talk into the sideways into the mic, does my voice come out sideways?
Yes.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yes, Adam.
Excuse is I didn't sleep a lot last night.
No, that makes
because
sense.
We were doing this constantly.
I know,
this
it's live. Live, guys, live. Okay. Prywin, why not? Let's go with that.
I was born in Husfirma. I fought a walrus. And I chucked off.
Good for you.
So does that mean I, like, am born of slavers and or slaves?
Prywin isn't as bad as the northern parts, because there's no, like, the northern parts are literally like, hey, there's a lot of diamonds here, and slave labor is cheap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The southern parts are more like merchant guilds.
Okay.
So it's, like, more the production end. So there's a lot more production rather than raw material gathering going on.
Okay.
And the production side is a little bit better. You came from a nicer place, but still, it's It's run by people who are looking to make a profit, like capitalism.
So on a level of sad, it's like a 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, mine's like, I don't know how mine is.
You probably had a great life. Sick. I don't know. Maybe not. The like northern people of Husfirma wouldn't mind dwarves.
Are there many dwarves in Husfirma? Are there some?
You didn't grow up among your own people. You grew up among Nordic barbarians, which explains so much.
They found me drifting on some wood in the sea. They were like, we'll raise this.
You're probably like, maybe, you know what?
Mm.
You would have been they have equivalents there of like shamans almost. You might have been raised by their equivalent of like the shaman
that's
sort of thing.
Awesome.
So that's why you're a druid. That would
and
make
also
sense.
Why I fight, because I'm like, I don't want to be a shaman. I'm gonna punch some cunts.
It's like you rebelling against your parents.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, let's then...
Your parents, male or female, is so sad because they were hoping you would succeed them. Now I've got to train someone else to save my people from disease.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna go fighting.
Yeah.
We ask him about him. Where was he born?
He was. He doesn't say.
Rude.
Rude.
He like laughs and says, "Another story for another day."
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
Tell us more about this blighter and where was she last seen. What are we actually? Let's just try and get as much information as we can before we do this.
Are you gonna try and act like you know kind of what you're doing as well to impress him a little bit? a little bit. Yeah. So where's this blighter live?
But like, but like, try to impress him, but ask real dumb questions, which we need to ask. Let's be honest.
They go by a name of Cat the Red.
Gather, somebody write that down.
I think
I'll do it.
it's the way I always see it written down is one word, but I think it's supposed to be K-A-T, the red. I feel someone illiterate, possibly Kat herself, at some point got to her name.
Sure, it's not just Catherid?
What?
Are you sure her name is not just Catherid? Yeah, I see you writing it out there, Adam. Could her name not just be Catherid?
How do you spell Catherid?
C-A-T-T-H-E-R-E-D.
And this is a name.
And not one I've heard, but I mean, it could be.
It's. I don't think so, he says. Well, I don't know much about the name.
Put it in the maybe part.
Every time I see it written, I see it written as one word, but it does sound like it should be Cat the Red to me.
Well, we'll see.
But Blaster. Anyway, she is illiterate and a blighter.
Okay.
We'll have to be going back to Goldcrest. That's the only thing. She lives somewhere in the swamps. I know there's a town nearby, and we can go to the town. Oh, you will have to go to the town.
Yeah.
But I know she keeps some sort of, like, you know how you have your owl animal companion?
Yeah.
She's cast some sort of spell on her animal companion that makes it appear like a human. So the animal companion stays in town, and any bounty hunters that come nearby, the animal obviously warns her.
Do we have any idea what kind of animal it is?
I have no idea, no. Mm. Anyway, it'll look like a human regardless.
We'll sort it out when we get there.
Look and sound like a human.
I'll be able to detect it.
Yeah, and also, it can speak words and sentences.
It'll seem and act like a real human. It'll be hard to.
One day I'll be able to do that.
Is anyone here able to detect the magic? He asks.
Let me just double check.
It'll be a dead giveaway if you can do that.
We got detect animals.
I'm not sure if the spell will conceal that. Try it.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. Don't you worry.
And I'm pretty sure, Leo, that Criff did not have that spell.
No, nope.
So I can't imagine you haven't.
That's why I hate him.
From the grave.
Sort of slowly.
You were
learning.
The one who's like, I want to learn magic from Criff's book.
I realize.
Well, you didn't specifically say that, but that was the only source you had.
You guys didn't even bury me in the right river.
Hey, I think it is.
You absolute fucks.
I like to imagine that you drifted out to sea.
And then exploded.
Just, yeah.
Like
you bumped onto some ship.
Like, what the fuck? What was that?
Do we know anything about this Cat the Red? If
Catherid,
if she's seeing, like, do people go see her? Is she still using anything to sort of assist people in any way?
I think she's trying to live a retirement, like not seeing anyone. She's already performed a lot of crimes and needs to pay for them.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what a cover if paid. We go in there, because if we start asking for someone called Catherid or Cat the Red, this bugalug of hers is going to be like, oh, someone's looking for her, and he's just going to chuff off. So we need to come up with some kind of cover story.
That still results in us finding where she is?
Yeah.
I'll leave you to your planning. You figure out whatever plan you want and come back to me. I've got a ship to sail.
Yeah, cool, let's get on board that ship and let's
figure this out. I figured
you're probably saying this like at the docks.
You were saying
this on the way, now you're at the docks.
All right then, let's get on the docks and have a bit of a discussion about this plane.
All right, so the way I see it is we go in there, because if we ask for a druid, it's going to know she's looking for us as well. I mean, we're looking for her.
Mm-hmm. Could we get like a scroll of the tech magic?
You could purchase one from someplace, but not anywhere you're stopping.
Not Goldcrest?
Goldcrest wouldn't have it, no. Especially the podunk town you're going to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look.
Grayson, I don't want to say let's wing it, because that'll end up in one of us dead.
Yeah.
Grayson, I look at Grayson. I need to have a, like, while everyone's on the deck, I want to have a private word with my fiancé, below decks.
That's me, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, all right.
You two go below decks, but we'll stay with you two chatting.
Okay. We'll
just
keep discussing. So, yeah, what's our goal? Because, again, we can't be like, fuck the forest. We need someone to help burn it.
Your thing will be quick anyway, Ali.
See, you know, I've been thinking about it now, Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, find her.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I guess he knows she's in the swamp, not exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the basic area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we just bypass the town, search the swamp? I could detect animals, ask an animal who's
what
around.
What if she sees us, though?
Mm. No, she's a druid, not a seer.
That's true. But if she finds us and catches us, what do we say? We lost?
Yeah, huh? Where are we? We're in a swamp. Ah!
Or
yeah.
Mr. Fists.
Mr. Fists could come in handy.
Yeah.
So if we just go into town like, hey, we're just passing through, I send Mr. Fists up to have a look around, sneakily cast some detect animals, and then see where
Bob's
it leads.
Johnny, see where it leads. Maybe ask some questions in the towns about...
It worries me, though, that our plan has boiled down to wing it once again.
It certainly has. Literally this time.
Literally, yeah.
It's
all right. Look, that's the best we've got. I can't think of anything
or
else.
Or we can... My only thing is to sort of announce it or something and not even just try and... What happens if she finds out...
And we'll
out...
pause you there because this is quite quickly going nowhere.
So true.
Ali, you get down, Grayson opens the door to the main barracks. There's like a quick... When you guys get in, he does like a quick look around to make sure no one's paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Seems... he seems like not tense, but like a bit on edge.
Yep. Okay.
He closes the door after you come in or after he's done a little check around. And he says, it's working again. And then you share a passionate moment.
Yes!
Down my ears! Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Like, we didn't start about painful.
Wow. I'm sorry. Do you want me to do
a sneaky in the common room while no one's there.
You have a great time.
That's all. I just wanted to get to that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, the ship gets underway.
I was going to say, if what happens if she finds out people looking for her? Is she going to scarp her or is she going to try and kill
us? You could just go into town. You'd be like, we're looking for Catherine.
Yeah.
And then whoever runs for the swamp.
That one. That's what I was thinking would be an option.
Like, go into town and be like, we have a meeting for the entire town. It can't be big. Everyone gathers. We're like, is this everyone? We're going to get Catherine. And then we see who runs.
But that could be an option.
We'll say aye.
No.
Well, we'll see if we get
But I'm saying, that. What happens if she finds out that we are looking for her?
Then we just don't get the bounty.
But is she going to, like, scarp or is she going to... I asked this to Bronze.
Now you, like, go up to where the wheel... What do they call it? There's, like, a word for it. The wheel that drives the ship, sorry?
The wheel.
The hull? Nope.
Starboard.
The hull is, like, the...
The port?
The port.
Shut up. Anyway,
the... Sails.
Stop saying words.
The plank of wood.
You go off to bronze. Bad bronze. Will we ever learn what the wheel that drives the ship is called? No, we won't. But other stuff happens next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.